Okay, we're ready to start here. Pastor Schuyler will be here in a few minutes, and we're going to get going. Pastor Ronaldo is going to help us introduce some of the African English-speaking countries that are represented here today.
How does this work?
Yeah, okay. So you just tell us who's coming from where, and then they can have the mic and share something if they'd like.
Okay, from Uganda, this is Pastor Sam Muhima.
Good afternoon. Greetings from Uganda. We thank God for all that He's doing in Uganda. As I said on Tuesday, there are 6 churches that have been planted this year, and we thank God for that. Keep these men in your prayers. This month and next month, we are going to be moving to different places again in Uganda. What we do in Uganda is that we, after 4 years of training Bible college students, we go to different places, look for more Bible college students. They come and then they are trained and then they go back into where they have come from. So, and this year, specifically this month and next month, we are going into 3 different locations. We believe God for people there. We believe God for an Ethiopian eunuch, meeting an Ethiopian eunuch there, someone with a heart like, you know, open heart, someone looking for the word. We believe God that there are people in different places whose hearts have been opened, and that we just have to be there. We just have to go and then find these men there and talk to them, and then come for Bible college. It's like more what we had this morning in the messages. You keep on sowing, and keeping sowing is we keep on going. I believe that's what it is. We keep on going, we keep on going. Go to different places. And God has prepared people in so many places. But when we go, then we meet them. And then we speak to them, as we have heard Pastor Jablani has said this morning. Speak to them words of life, and when they hear the finished work and the grace, they really want to hear more, and then come to a place where they can receive that. And so that's what is happening now in Uganda. We had 3 churches planted in Uganda, and then we have 2 in Kenya, and then 1 that has starting in Rwanda. So those are 6 churches around East Africa that started this year. And we believe God that maybe this year it can double. We believe God for that. And so just keep that in your prayers. And our children, we have an orphanage. Our children have grown, others getting married now, and also marrying, beginning their own families. And so it's such a joy to see that happening. And you know, they came when they were young, got to know God in the orphanage, and now have matured, and you seeing them making these decisions, it actually blesses our hearts and encourages us to keep on, you know, like sowing. And so it's really amazing to see what God is doing in that place. We have a Christian school with about now 250 children. This year we were able to pick about 70 students, and so it's also going on well. God has really is leading us and encouraging us in the work, and so keep that also in your prayers. We want most children actually come from out of of our church. And so this Christian school is becoming like a ministry to these children. And we have had incidents where now children are actually running away from their homes and they are coming to church and stay there. But we're trying to deal with it. We say, you cannot stay here. You can keep on coming, but you can't stay here. So why? Because they have found something that possibly they are not getting in their homes. And so whether we are in holidays, these children still come. They're still there. And so it has become like a ministry to the community, but looking at the generation that is coming. Because it is very difficult to really have their parents come. But this generation, because they come to the school and they meet God in school, there is a transformation that is taking place in the community. So, which I believe this is the reason why a Christian school should be there, possibly in the community or as an outreach for the church in the community. We started home sales. We have 5 home sales. We have men that have started these home sales. In these home sales, we started last year in October. There's 1 hour soul winning and go around, tell people there's going to be a prayer meeting in this home. And the people come to that home that don't come to our church, come to that home, and there's a prayer, there's the word. There are about 40 people that have come to these meeting places just because of that. And so it's something that we are seeing that also is doing something in the community. Because sometimes it's difficult to tell people to come to church, but if you tell them come to so-and-so's home, their neighbor's home, it's easier for them to come there. And we are seeing some of them growing to 20, 30 people. It's amazing to see what God is doing. And so that's what is happening there. We have a trip with Pastor Renardo. Pastor Jabu, they are coming in August. We have a Grace Feast. Grace Feast begins with 2 weeks. Ladies have discipleship classes. And then we have a youth conference. And then we have a service together. And then we have pastor's retreat after that. And then we begin to meet. We begin to go and do conferences in different places. One conference in western Uganda, and then another one in northern Uganda, and then do another conference in Kenya, and then we're going to do like a mini missions conference in Rwanda, and also in the western. So we, like, whole August we are moving. And so just keep that also in your prayers. And so, yeah, we would like you to come and visit us, to encourage us, encourage the people. And we have seen some of you come, and we thank God for your lives. And thank you so much for supporting. We love you. God bless you.
Maybe we could hear from Pastor Emil Conan from Ivory Coast.
Parle fort. Hello, everyone.
Allô, ok. Donc, bonjour à tous.
Hello, everyone.
Je suis vraiment très heureux d'être là.
I'm really very happy to be here.
Je remercie le Seigneur.
I thank the Lord.
Pour le privilège.
It's a privilege.
De faire partie de ce corps.
To be part of this body.
Je suis vraiment reconnaissant.
I'm really grateful.
C'est ma rencontre avec le ministère.
My meeting with the ministry.
En 93.
In 1993.
A changé beaucoup de choses de ma vie.
Has changed many things in my life.
Ça a changé ma relation avec Dieu.
It has changed my relationship with God.
Ma relation avec le corps de Christ.
My relationship with the body of Christ.
Mon ministère.
My ministry.
Ma vie de famille.
My family life.
Ça apporté beaucoup de changements.
It brought a lot of changes.
Et cette année,
and this year,
on a été très encouragés.
We have been very much encouraged.
De recevoir pour la première fois.
To receive for the first time.
Le pasteur Chibeli.
Pastor Chibeli.
Et la sœur Renée.
Me and Pastor Siga.
En janvier dernier.
Last January.
À notre convention.
To our conference.
La présence de Pasteur Chibeli, la présence de Pasteur Chibeli,
the presence of Pastor Chibeli being there,
apportait un déclic,
brought a breakthrough
dans la vie de tous les fidèles,
in the life of all the faithful ones.
Et depuis son passage,
and since his coming over to Ivory Coast,
on voit que ça bouge dans toutes les églises.
We see that it's moving in all the churches there.
Et la flamme missionnaire s'est rallumée.
And the missionary flame got kindled again.
Là, depuis son passage, on a déjà, il y a déjà trois nouvelles églises qui ont commencé à être implantées.
Since his coming there in January, three churches have started to be planted.
Et il y a une nouvelle communion entre les pasteurs.
There's a new communion with the, between the pastors.
Et entre toutes les églises.
And between all the churches.
Donc on est vraiment reconnaissant.
We are very grateful.
Pour ce passage très fort.
For this passage of Pastor Chibeli being there,
et
very strong.
Le message de guérison qu'il nous a apporté.
The message of healing that he brought to us.
Et donc je vais pas être long.
So,
nous avons,
I won't be long.
Ouais,
we have.
Nous avons vu également qu'il y a eu un nouvel intérêt pour l'école biblique.
We have seen that there's a new interest for Bible school.
On a eu cette année, le semestre passé, depuis le passage du pasteur, plus de 50 étudiants.
We have had since Pastor Chibeli went there in January more than 50 students.
Ça c'est la première fois.
It's the first time.
C'était difficile d'atteindre ce nombre-là.
It was really difficult to reach that number before.
Mais là, maintenant, nous dépassons les 50 étudiants.
But now we have more than 50 students.
Et nous avons des branches de l'Institut biblique dans d'autres quartiers d'Abidjan.
And we have branches of Bible school in different quarters of Abidjan.
Aussi, nous avons deux écoles chrétiennes.
And we also have two Christian schools.
Nos écoles sont pour nous un moyen de toucher les gens qu'on ne peut pas toucher facilement.
Our schools are a way for us to really reach out to those people that we cannot reach out so easily.
L'école qui est à l'ouest du pays,
the school that is in the western part of the country,
est parmi les musulmans.
Is amongst the Muslim people.
Donc, elle nous permet de toucher les musulmans.
So it allows us to reach out to the Muslim people.
La plupart de nos enfants sont des enfants de familles musulmanes.
So the most of our children that we have in that school are children from Muslim families.
Eh bien, chaque matin, ils écoutent la parole de Dieu.
So, but each morning, they hear the word of God.
Ils apprennent à chanter le nom de Jésus Christ.
They learn to sing the name of Jesus Christ.
Et il y a un témoignage par lequel je vais terminer.
So there's a testimony with which I'm going to end.
C'est celui d'un enfant dans l'école d'Abidjan.
It's one of a child in the Abidjan school.
Il a une jeune maman.
He has a young mother.
Mais son père ne l'a pas reconnu.
But his father didn't recognize him as being his own child.
Et sa mère vit avec un autre homme.
And his mother lives with another man.
De qui elle a trois enfants.
From whom she had three children.
Et cette jeune maman.
And this young mother.
Afflige son garçon dont le père l'a pas reconnu. Elle afflige son enfant que le père n'a pas reconnu.
She's not very nice with this child whose dad didn't recognize him as being his own child.
Et chaque fois elle lui répète, toi tu n'as pas de père.
And every time she tells him, oh you don't have a father.
Et parmi les enfants de la maison, donc cet enfant est frustré.
And amongst all the other children in the house, this child is very frustrated.
Et je l'ai découvert à l'école.
So I have discovered him in the school.
Parce qu'il faisait des crises d'épilepsie.
Because he is epileptic and he had epileptic crisis.
Et souvent en plein cours, il tombe.
And oftentimes during the classes, he falls down.
Alors une fois il est tombé.
And one time he fell.
Moi j'étais dans la chapelle.
I was in the chapel.
Et les enseignants me l'ont emmené.
So the teacher brought him to me.
Bon, je le connaissais pas. Je le connaissais pas.
I didn't know him.
Et je pensais qu'il avait un esprit mauvais.
So I thought he had an evil spirit in him.
Donc je priais pour lui.
So I prayed for him.
Et quand j'ai fini de prier pour lui,
and when I was finished praying for
him, il s'est calmé, il est revenu à lui-même.
He became calm and he came back to himself.
J'ai parlé avec lui.
I talked with him.
Et je l'ai ramené en classe.
And I brought him back to class.
Et une autre fois encore, il est tombé.
And another time he fell again.
Et j'ai fait la même chose.
I did the same thing.
Et à trois reprises,
and for three times,
j'ai dit, bon, il faut que je voie sa mère.
I said to myself, I need to meet his mother.
Donc j'ai convoqué sa mère.
So I invited the mother to come and meet me.
Pour savoir quel est le problème de l'enfant.
So to know, like, what was the problem of this child.
Elle m'a dit qu'il a l'épilepsie.
So she's the one who told me that he had epilepsy.
Mais je voyais que elle n'avait pas beaucoup de considération pour ce garçon-là.
But I really saw that she didn't have much consideration for this child.
Et donc j'ai dit à la maman, bon, permets que l'enfant vienne avec nous à l'église tous les dimanches.
So I told the mother, like, allow your child to come to church with us every Sunday.
Nous allons l'aider.
We are going to help him.
Elle n'a pas voulu.
She didn't want that to happen.
Elle l'a amené à l'église catholique.
So she brought the child to the Catholic church.
Et un jour, l'enfant est venu me voir.
And one day the child came to me.
Il m'a dit.
And he told me.
Je veux que tu sois mon papa.
I want you to be my father, my daddy.
Et j'étais très touché. J'ai dit, mais pourquoi?
I was very moved by that, and I asked him why.
Ma mère me dit que moi je n'ai pas de papa.
Because my mother is telling me that I don't have a father.
Mes autres frères et sœurs ont leur papa à la maison.
My other brothers and sisters, they have their own dad in the house.
Mais moi, je n'ai pas de papa.
But me, I don't have a daddy.
Donc, je veux que tu sois mon papa.
So I want you to be my daddy.
J'ai dit, OK.
I said, OK.
Je suis ton papa.
I am your daddy.
Et donc, tous les jours, si tu viens à l'école,
so every day when you come to school,
viens me saluer à mon bureau.
Come and say hi to me in my office.
On va prier Jésus.
We're going to pray to Jesus.
Avant que tu ailles en classe.
Before you go to class.
Et donc tous les matins,
and so, every morning,
il me trouve au bureau.
He comes to my office.
Je prie pour lui.
I pray for him.
Et il va en classe.
And he goes to class.
Et les crises ont commencé à se raréfier.
And the epileptic episodes, seizures, are starting to be less and less.
Yeah. Et pendant des semaines, il tombait plus.
And during many weeks, he was not falling down anymore.
Et j'ai vu que l'enfant est devenu épanoui à l'école.
And so I saw that the child became blooming he had peace in his heart.
Voilà, tous les jours il va me saluer, nous prions, et il va à la maison.
Every day he would come to me, he would say hi, and he would go to his home.
Et ainsi, cet enfant est devenu un enfant normal.
And so this child is becoming a normal
child. Parce qu'il sait qu'il a un papa.
Because he knows that he has a father.
Et donc, je suis vraiment reconnaissant à Dieu.
So I'm really grateful to God.
De voir qu'il prend soin des petites choses.
To see that he is taking care of little things.
À travers ce petit enfant.
Through this small child.
Qui était désespéré.
Who was he had despair in his heart.
Il n'avait pas d'espoir,
qui était
malheureux.
He was really unhappy.
Et qui aujourd'hui retrouve la joie.
But today he found joy again.
Parce qu'il lui manquait un père.
Because for the only reason that he was not having a father.
Maintenant il est à l'école le dimanche avec nous.
And today is in the Sunday school with us also.
Donc le message de la grâce.
So the message of grace.
M'a appris à avoir de nouvelles relations avec les gens.
Taught me to have new relationship with people.
Et donc je voudrais remercier le pasteur Schaller.
So I want to thank Pastor Schaller.
Le pasteur Chibeli.
Pastor Chibeli.
Pour leur vie.
For their lives.
Et tout le corps de Christ ici.
And the whole body of Christ here.
Qui prie pour nous.
That are praying for us.
Qui nous aide.
That are helping us.
De différentes manières.
Through different ways.
Et puis bénis le Seigneur pour mon ami Pasteur Bamouni.
And I bless the Lord for my friend Pastor Bamouni.
Qui est pour nous un grand soutien là-bas.
And he is for us a great support for
avec
us.
Avec Pasteur Paul qui ne peut pas venir ici.
With Pastor Paul who cannot come here yet.
Donc merci beaucoup.
So thank you very much.
Nous sommes guéris.
We are healed.
Et nous sommes encouragés de continuer.
Or we are like excited and encouraged to continue.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
May God bless you.
Pastor Sega Morkley from Kakasunika, Ghana.
Yeah, afternoon. Yeah, the word Kakasunika is a very simple word. The meaning is What's your name? What's your name? That is the meaning of the word. And it's one of the tribe from the north Nigeria, not from Ghana. So that's the name. But it's close to Pastor John's church. It's a 20-minute drive to Pastor John's church. So it's the same city. And thank God that some of us knowing God in very unique way. I got into the church, that was 1991, and straight to the Bible College. To now, I saw a great change in my life, and I have seen the message of God, which is no other message but grace. Is the only message in the Bible. No other one to be added to it. Yeah, we had a problem about 3 years ago. A storm took our roof, the church roof down, and we struggled to build it up. But by the grace of God, last year, money came to the family to be used for the family. So I decided to use it to complete the chapel. And my family, all of them, did not agree with me because the money in Africa is a big money in Ghana. And so I have to use it for the family. But it's 400,000 Ghana cedis. Something like 100,000 American. It's a big money. But I decided to use it for the church. And nobody agreed with me. But I trust God, encourage myself in God. And so we use it. And I completed the chapel. But something unusual happened to me. My land was taken at home by Chinese to construct a road. So after they finished constructing the road, they left a huge yard, which is about 10 acres. They fenced it and left some structures inside, something like about 19 apartments in the place, because they stay there themselves. And I found out that the land belonged to us. So I took the people to court, and I won the case. And I got the land, which is worth about 10 times of the money that I used to build a chapel. So I saw that God paid me back. So I remember the prayer of Hannah, that if you give me, I'll give it to you. So I said, no, this is given to me by God. I'll give this yard also to God. So we started a church in the yard and the orphanage in the yard. So something also happened. I have so many daughters, but six of them, only three married, so remain three. So this year, the three daughters that left, three pastors came to marry them. So last month, one was married. And as I'm going now, one is going to marry. And they all pastors having church. And they promised me that the doctrine that I'm teaching, if I can allow my daughter to marry them, they will become affiliated to the church. And I said, yo, I'll give my daughter for the church. I'll give my daughters for the church. So that's my plan now. So I've given one already. So I'm going to give two also because of the church. But my daughters doesn't like pastors because they see them very poor. They don't do well in a financial aspect. But I beg them to see the vision of God in my life so that those churches can be added to our church so that the vision will go forward. So they agree with me. So I would like you to be praying alongside with me that the two daughters also will agree to marry the pastors. That would be great. And we had the amazing thing that happened to me is that I've been going to Accra, certain parts of Accra, for soul winning. And I got somebody sick, and I prayed the person got healed. So he gave the portion of the house to us to be fellowshipping. So we started a church there. We got about 35 people there now. And there's one pastor pastoring there. So the first time that Pastor Shibele will be coming to Ghana on the 14th, we are going there to open another church. That will be two churches in the center of Accra. That's a miracle because the place is very difficult to get a place for church. So I would like you to be praying for me. But we designed of opening another church at a place called Sugarcope. When you are going from Accra to Lome, Togo, there is a very big bridge that you cross, a river, very big river in our country. We plan to start a church there. And also we had a place already. So things are happening. Doors are opening. So we need your prayers. God bless you. Yesterday something happened. I wanted to take an orange shirt from Pastor Ashala. He refused to give it to me. That was last year. So that was yesterday, and I approached him and I quote the Bible that prophetically, Matthew chapter 11, I'm coming to his house to take the shirt by force, by violence. When I was in the church yesterday, so I was in the church yesterday, and the lady brought a shirt to me that Pastor Shala was afraid of me to come to the house in a violence and by force. So I get a shirt. So thank God. Pray for Pastor Shala to be given. God bless you.
Pastor, are you going to wear the shirt tonight, maybe? Are you tonight?
Yeah.
I have this orange shirt, you know. My wife doesn't really like it so much. But Pastor Markley was interested in it. And maybe 1 year ago, you asked me, right, Pastor? 1 year ago for this shirt, and I just couldn't part with it. But yesterday he said that we take the kingdom by violence, and I will take the shirt by violence. So I gave it to him yesterday. So tonight he can wear it, huh? That'll be beautiful. It looks better on you than on me, but I do like it. Yeah. God will give me another one, I think. Yes, he will. Okay, at your table, I have something for you to talk about at your table, just for a few minutes, okay? And it is, if you had a beautiful daughter, what would be the price? 10 camels. I would sell my daughter to get married. But in Pastor Morkley's household, what is the price? Okay, go ahead, talk at your table. Okay, let's see. Wasn't it Pastor Markley said that his daughters, you have three that are getting married, and that one of them or all of them didn't want to marry a pastor. Two of them, they didn't want to live in poverty, because if they marry a Greater Grace pastor, then they know they'll live in poverty. Yeah, but how many understand that? How many of us understand that totally, completely? We wouldn't wish that on any of our daughters. it's like, but okay. Let's see. We have South America, too, right here. Yeah, so let's see. Who would like, Pastor Bruce, you want to maybe introduce your people, share something from your heart about it, if you like, and then also Pastor Stan. Is that good? Yeah.
Okay, well, the work, we're going forward, lots of faith, a lot of joy in the work. We have a work in Toluca, about an hour away. That church is growing, and we have a work in Catemaco, which is about 9 hours away. That's the center of witchcraft in Mexico. And it's a real humble couple, and they're doing awesome work there. We hope, maybe you're starting another work next year. A couple from Switzerland will be moving to Mexico, and another part of Mexico City, the far north. We're in the far south, so we definitely hope to start a work there. I heard Luis, a graduate, is supposed to be going to Yucatan, but I haven't seen him lately, and that's confirmed. But I want to present Aurora, as she's visiting for the second time. Okay. I'll try some. Gracias a Dios. Thank God.
Por la unidad del cuerpo.
For the unity of the body.
Porque nosotros pertenecemos en este lugar, a este lugar.
Because we belong here.
Y sabemos que la visión de Pastor Carl Stevens.
Because we know the vision of Carl Stevens, Pastor Stevens.
Nos alcanza a nosotros.
Has reached us also.
Y seguimos sembrando.
We continue to sow what he's sowed.
Y al tiempo de Dios,
in the time of God,
el fruto saldrá.
The fruit comes. Yeah. Everyone knows Donna, but maybe you don't know how important and precious she is. I mean, she is so key to our body in Mexico that you don't have any idea how much she's loved and how important she is to the church there. She's a servant, and the people just love her, and she shows what a real body member is, and she inspires many, many people to just be what a body member should be, and that's what she does. So... And last but not least, my wife. She's been taking care of her mother for a great part of this year. A lot of us have to do that. God told her at the end of the convention last year, she said she's going to have to stay a little longer. I said, how long? She said, I don't know. She said, but I said, well, did God tell you? And she says, yes. What did God say? And she said, God said, honor your father and mother. And don't be like the Pharisees that took care of the church but didn't take care of their parents. So we've been having a sacrifice. We've had a long-distance marriage. I've been up there. She comes down to Mexico. We call every morning. But here's the thing. I've understood this year like how much I miss her and how important she is to the work. I dragged her to Mexico 30 years ago. She didn't know a word of Spanish. And now she's like a translator of... No, she's not. But I just thank God for her.
So how about Pastor Geraldo? You want to say something? Pardon me? Where is Isaac? Where is Isaac? Okay. All right. So, how about? We heard from Pastor Christian Diaz in the session, right? How about if we have Pastor Rolando say something? And can you translate for him? Huh? Do we have the other microphone up there, Andy? You want to go up there and just say something, and then also Pastor Arturo, y tú también, los tres.
Muchas gracias a Dios por estar en este lugar.
Thank you for being here, and I'm so thankful for being here too.
Es mi primera vez en Estados Unidos.
This is my first time in United States.
Y mis expectativas han sido muy pocas respecto de lo que he vivido esta semana.
My expectations are like gone beyond what I thought I was going to receive here.
Solamente una idea. Ayer o anteayer lo escuchábamos un pastor en Salmo 61:2.
A pastor who spoke about Psalm 61:2. Yesterday.
Dice, desde el cabo de la tierra clamaré a ti cuando mi corazón desmayare.
I will cry out to you when my heart is fainting.
Llévame a la roca que es más alta que yo.
Take me to the rock that is higher than me.
Usted escuchado del libro El Principito de Antoine de Saint-Exupéry?
Have you heard about the, I don't know the name.
El Principito, para ver, para seguir viendo el sol, subía más y subía más y subía más.
So this little character in this book, to reach the sun or to see the sun, he was going higher and higher to see the sun.
Es un poco lo que yo siento.
So that's how I feel
estando
here.
Acá, viendo la hermandad, viendo el amor de Dios derramado en nuestros corazones.
That's how I feel myself, like this little character in the book, like seeing, looking at the sun more and more, seeing the love of God between you guys in the body of Christ.
Escuchando el mensaje de la gracia.
Listening to the message of the grace.
Es Dios levantándome más.
Is
más,
God taking
más,
me higher
para seguir
and higher
viendo el sol y seguir el sol.
To continue
roca,
seeing the
luz,
sun, to continue
Jesucristo.
Seeing this rock,
solamente
who is God.
Eso. Dar gloria a Dios y gracias a ustedes por
and
su
I give the glory to God and thank you for your hospitality here.
Es todo, gracias.
That's all, thank you.
Okay, yo hablé algo recién, no voy
well,
a hablar mucho ahora.
As you know, I gave some words in the morning, so I don't want to give more words to you now.
Solamente que hace 10 años volvimos a comenzar una iglesia de Mayo Gracia en Chile.
So 10 years ago, we started again the church in Chile.
La tercera vez.
It was the third time.
El mensaje de la gracia siempre es un mensaje que toca el corazón.
And this message of grace is always touching our hearts.
Pero la gracia siempre ha tenido enemigos.
But grace has always had enemies.
Legalismo.
Legalism.
Obras humanas.
The work of human works.
Mérito.
The merits.
Pero cuando alguien realmente lo entiende.
But when a person really understands grace.
Realmente llega a ser una persona libre.
You get to be a free person.
Mucha gente ha llegado a nuestra iglesia por la radio.
Many people have come to our church just because of the radio.
Yo les pido sus oraciones por la radio.
So I ask your prayers for the radio program we have.
Por gente que está llegando a nuestra iglesia.
People that are coming to our church through it.
Tenemos un ministerio en el hospital.
We have a ministry at a hospital too.
Vamos y estamos con las personas que están en urgencia.
And we are in this in the hospital in this area where it's emergency.
Llegamos con un café y un sándwich.
We are always bringing coffee or a sandwich.
Y compartimos el evangelio.
And we are sharing the gospel with them.
Y oramos por los enfermos.
And we pray for the sick.
Esto es lo que estamos haciendo
That's
ahora.
That's what we are doing now.
Y les pido su oración y gracias
so,
por
recibirnos. I ask your prayers. Thank you for receiving us here.
Gracias por los primeros equipos que llegaron a Chile.
I am so thankful for the first team who came
años,
to Chile.
En los años 85, 86.
In the years 85, 86.
Yo soy un hijo de ese tiempo.
I am a son of that group.
Gracias.
So thank you so much.
Buenas tardes a todos.
Good afternoon.
Yo vengo de Perú.
I come from Peru.
Y tengo el privilegio de que en esta oportunidad me acompañe mi esposa.
I have the privilege of having my wife with me here.
Qué bueno es escuchar a todos los pastores del África, de la India, de China,
and
el mismo mensaje.
And it's so good to hear pastors from Africa, from China, from different places of the world listening the same message.
La gracia de Dios y la obra consumada.
The grace of God and the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Y la Biblia dice que la gracia de Dios se ha manifestado para salvación de todos los hombres.
And the Bible says the grace of God has been manifested for salvation to all men.
Y le doy gracias a este ministerio y a los misioneros y a los pastores que fueron a Sudamérica.
I am so thankful for this ministry and for the missionaries who went to South America.
A Pastor Stan.
Pastor Stan especially.
Y a todos.
And everybody.
Pero a través de ellos, la gracia de Dios se manifestó en mi vida.
But through him, the grace of God was manifested to my life.
Y ese es el mensaje que seguimos predicando.
And that's the message we are still preaching, communicating in Peru.
En Perú hay la iglesia.
In Peru we have our church.
Y grupos, dos grupos.
And we have also two groups.
Donde vamos a enseñarles el mensaje de la gracia.
Where we go to these groups and teach them the grace of God.
Hay una iglesia plantada en la selva.
There is a church we have planted in the jungle.
Con un pastor.
There is a pastor there in the jungle.
Nosotros les visitamos.
We usually go and visit them.
Es una zona de donde está hay mucho movimiento de la droga.
There is a lot of drug things in that area.
Mucho policía.
A lot of policemen.
Y nosotros llegamos a predicarle a 300 policías.
And when we went to this area, we got to preach to 300 policemen.
Dios nos abrió esa puerta.
God opened the door to us.
Y todos oraron y recibieron a Cristo.
All of them prayed and received Jesus Christ.
Y le damos gracias por eso a Dios. So y seguiremos predicando ese mismo mensaje.
We are so thankful to God and we are going to continue preaching this message.
Ahora hemos venido todos a acercarnos a la iglesia en Baltimore.
So now we have come to the church here in Baltimore.
Y hemos recibido el mensaje de la roca. Cristo es la roca.
And we are receiving this message about the rock.
Y hemos venido a beber de esa roca.
And we have come to drink of this rock.
Y cada uno de nosotros se ha acercado como piedra viva.
And each one of us, we are living stones.
Y es un milagro estar dentro de tantas piedras vivas.
And it's a miracle, like for me to be among these living stones here.
Unidos a la roca.
We all united to
a
this
Cristo
rock,
Jesús.
Jesus Christ.
Muchas gracias.
So thank you so much.
Wow. Grande tempo, hein?
It's a great time, right?
Eu sou o pastor Geraldo.
And my name is Pastor Geraldo.
Nós somos do Brasil.
We're from Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah. Esse rapaz é meu filho.
And I, this guy, me, I'm his son.
Yeah. E tem sido uma grande alegria para nós, para mim, minha esposa e nosso ministério no Brasil.
It's been a blessing for me and my wife in our ministry in Brazil.
Ter o Isaac aqui na escola bíblica por um ano.
To have him here for Bible College for a year.
Agora ele vai ficar mais um ano aqui.
And it's amazing to know that he's coming back for another year.
E nós sentimos muito abençoado com isso.
And we are blessed by this.
Somos muito agradecidos ao pastor Charlie, aos pastores aqui de Baltimore e aos irmãos.
We really thank you, Pastor Charlie, and all the brethren in this church.
Pelo cuidado que tem tido com Isaac.
For the caring that everyone have for me.
Nós sentimos muito amado por isso.
We feel loved because of that.
Yeah. Nossa igreja no Brasil passa por momentos difíceis.
The church in Brazil is going through really hard moments.
O Brasil passa por momentos difíceis.
Brazil itself is going through a really hard moment.
Isso afeta, tem afetado as igrejas no Brasil.
And that is affecting the churches in Brazil.
João 16:33, Jesus disse.
And John 16:33, Jesus said,
que é uma promessa também,
which is a promise for us,
que no mundo passareis por aflições.
In the world you're going through afflictions.
Mas a parte boa é, tem de bom ânimo.
But the good part is like, be happy.
Tem de bom ânimo.
Be happy.
Eu venci o mundo.
I overcame the world.
E o mundo está sempre nos opondo.
And the world is always.
O seu sistema.
The system of the world is always coming against us.
Mas nós temos uma viva esperança.
But we have a living hope.
De continuar compartilhando a palavra de Deus.
And we'll keep preaching the gospel.
Como o pastor Reinaldo pregou.
As Pastor Reinaldo preached.
Às vezes mancando, às vezes.
Always sleeping is never easy.
Mas não vamos parar.
But we're not gonna stop.
Não vamos desistir.
We're not gonna give up.
Nós estamos fazendo algumas mudanças agora na igreja.
We're going through many changes in the church.
Até o mês de agosto estaremos mudando de local.
By the end of August, we want to move to another
place. Estamos indo para um lugar onde era a igreja antiga.
We're going to the same place where the old church before they split in 2005. We're going to the same place where the church used to be.
Onde tem várias famílias que precisam ser restauradas.
Where there are many families in that area that need to be restored.
Então nós precisamos muitas orações.
So we need a lot of prayers.
São 300 pessoas que precisam de ser restauradas.
We have over 300 people that need to be restored.
Pessoas que ficaram na nossa igreja por 10, 15, 20 anos.
Many of these people used to be in the church for over 20 years.
E agora estão sem igreja e sem pastor.
And now they're not going to church anymore and they don't have a pastor.
E nós precisávamos tomar um passo de fé.
And we had to make this step of faith.
Estamos mudando o nome da igreja.
We're going to change the name of the church.
A igreja agora chama Expressão da Graça.
The church now calls Expression of Grace.
A partir de agosto vai chamar Primeira Igreja Maior Graça.
And starting in August will be called the First Greater Grace Church.
Yes. Pela graça de Deus.
By the grace of God.
Vamos ver Deus trabalhando na vida dessas pessoas.
By the grace of God, we will see God working these people's life.
E também gostaria de compartilhar com os irmãos.
And also I'd like to share with you guys.
Duas semanas atrás.
Two weeks ago.
Depois de uma reunião de jovens na igreja.
After a youth meeting, the church.
Eu deixei meu filho Nathan dormir na casa de dois outros irmãos jovens da igreja.
I allowed my son Nathan go to his friend's house.
E eu fui para casa.
And I went home.
E quando eu cheguei em casa,
and when I got home,
recebi um telefonema de um telefone que eu não conhecia.
I received a call from a number that I've never seen before.
E era o Nathan.
And it was him.
E ele estava muito nervoso.
And he was very nervous.
Eles foram assaltados.
They were robbed.
Colocaram uma arma na cabeça deles.
They pointed a gun on their head.
Ele disse que podia ver as balas.
He said that he could even see the bullets in the gun.
E Deus preservou a vida do nosso filho.
And God saved
them. E dos dois outros jovens.
And also the other
e hoje
two
ele está
guys.
Aqui conosco.
And
levanta
today
aqui,
he's yeah. here with us. Yes. This is my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Deus é fiel.
God is faithful.
Ele tem um plano perfeito para nossas vidas.
He has a perfect plan
o nosso
for us.
Chamado é perfeito.
Our calling is
o nosso
perfect.
Caminhar é perfeito.
Our walking is
porque
perfect.
Está fundamentado na obra consumada.
Because it's stick on the rock.
Nós não merecemos.
We don't deserve this.
Mas nós continuamos.
But we keep doing it.
Porque
it's
Deus
by grace.
Há de completar a boa obra que começou em nossas
because
vidas.
God will complete the good work that he started in our lives.
Em Eclesiastes capítulo 11, versículo 10.
In Ecclesiastes
capítulo 11,
11,
versículo 10,
verse 10.
Fala que teremos o homem para viver muitos anos.
It says that the man can live many years.
Mas ele tem de considerar algo.
But he need to be aware of something.
Haverá dias de trevas.
It will have dark days.
E serão muitos.
And there's going to be a lot of days.
E nos dias de trevas.
And during these days of darkness.
Quanto mais nós submetemos ao Espírito Santo.
If we allow the Holy Spirit working on us.
Mais nós vamos brilhar, porque somos luzeiros nesse mundo tenebroso.
We will shine even more.
Então Deus é fiel.
So God is faithful.
Muito obrigado pelo carinho que todos aqui têm para com nossa família.
Thank you for your love.
Eu tenho outro filho.
I have another son.
19 anos.
He's 19 years old now.
E ele agora está na escola de oficial do Exército Brasileiro.
He couldn't come to the conference because now he's serving the Brazilian Army.
Yeah. Minha esposa.
And my wife.
É uma grande mulher de fé.
She's a great woman of faith.
Nós estamos casados há 23 anos.
We've been married for over 20 years now.
E ela continua cada dia mais linda.
And every day she becomes more beautiful.
E eu cada dia mais apaixonado.
And every day I'm always getting more in love.
E é uma grande guerreira de fé.
And she's a great warrior
vocês
of faith.
Vocês precisam conhecê-la.
And I hope you guys can meet her someday.
Muito obrigado por essa oportunidade.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Deus abençoe a todos
God
nós.
God bless you all.
Em nome de Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, the first Greater Grace Church of. You've seen First Baptist before? This is the first Greater Grace. I saw a church that said Regular Baptist Church. I wondered if on the other side were the irregulars, you know. In Argentina right now, in Rosario, well, Pastor Lemos, not here. Outside of Buenos Aires, Pastor Lemos, beautiful man of God, his wife, and their church. They're doing great. He sends his love. In Rosario, I just want to say, by the way, Pastor Fred Arruda was with us there for 4 months, and he's in the hospital right now. I just, you know, just pray for Pastor Fred today. I think he's going to need some heart surgery. It seems like it might not be major, but you know, just pray for Pastor Fred. And what did we feed him? Maybe too much Argentina beef. I don't know. The same thing we fed you. Okay, I'm in trouble now already. I'm always in trouble when I get one of these in my hand, isn't it? But I just want to say, like we got these, you know, Pastor Karen and I have a bedroom in the house, and Pastor Fred had a bedroom in the house. And then, but we also had, by the way, Pastor Fred's bedroom was about the size of this platform.
That's what Pastor Markley's daughter is afraid of.
exactly. It is. But wait, that's not even the best part. Then we got these three guys. One guy from India, Vijay. One guy from Peru, Jimmy. And one guy from Budapest, Theo. And these three guys have been sleeping on the floor. And actually a couple other guys that we had, you know. Even Adrienne Witt slept on the floor when she was down there. Different room. Not in the same floor. Different floor. But sleeping on the floor. And I'll tell you what. What I love is they're missionaries. Like, that's what I love. This is a missionary. Like, I'm so happy. I just want to let him just maybe share just for a moment with you and say like what he sees in his heart in the church there and everything. But we, you know, we love you guys and we love these guys. They're awesome.
Okay, Argentina. First, like in my wildest dreams, I never would have guessed, even like a few years ago or a few months ago, like what could happen, or how God could like really use me. Okay, I've been down there for not long, 4 months, but I feel like I've been there like longer than that. Just so you can see what God is doing. The fun of just knowing that you are part of that work, you know, you're just being part of that work. I don't know if I can do many things, but I know I can be a team member. I don't know if I can do many things, but I know I can hang out, have fun, cook some food, try different stuff. It's been also a huge learning experience for me just watching Pastor Stan. I've only met him here like before this, only in the conventions. But there is only so much he can talk, only so much I can get to know him. But to see him and Karen in like, you know, right there in the element of things, you cannot pay enough to actually what you can get out of it, like, you know, what you can learn from it, is worth it. Yeah. There's a lot I can say. It's been a great time, fun. I love the team. It's like kind of, you can say, he named each one. It feels really right now, the more we get to know each other, we kind of sense we're like kind of handpicked, you know, like God really, it's like when I take my niece to a candy shop and she knows she handpicks the candies that she wants and she picks and then she gets her bag. I want to finish with this. I can close my eyes and see how exciting the next 1 year is going to be. I hear stories of like all the things that has like, you know, that the things that the team has been through in the past, what has happened. Just imagine this. We have like, okay, I'll imagine a couple come. Join your Bible school, start attending the Bible college, come for one or two classes, get, you know, they instantly like what they're receiving, and they get totally connected with the action, right? And then in some time, they have like two or three friends that they're closely connected with, and they put them in the, hey, get in the back seat of my car. And they bring them to the Bible school, let them watch a class or two, and they get connected a little bit. What can you say when you see that? Awesome. Really, really, that's exactly what you want to see. And so I can close my eyes and I can see like this, like if you waited for like to catch a wave, if you're a surfer, there's a lot of water sport in Rosario, kite surfing, windsurfing, all kinds of crazy stuff. People are into fitness, you name it. But when you catch, if you're waiting for a long time to catch the wave, and if you see the wave, you prepare for it, okay? Because you want to catch it. The stories that I've heard of the past and the heritage that we have, there is the wave, and the only thing that we want to be is just be placed where God wants us to be placed and be prepared.
Okay. So, Pastor, did you good? Okay. Let's see. Who else, Pastor? We got Pastor Alfred. You want to share something with us, please?
We've been back home for almost a year now, and it's going good. United Nations has been our country for about 20 years, and of their 20 years, they've been trying to help, you know, children, you know, who were given guns early, children who fought child soldiers. They've been trying to rehabilitate them. They've been trying to help rape victims. They've been trying to rehabilitate just different people, fighters, people who went out of their minds, you know, broken relationships, giving small-scale businesses to women and guys also, putting them back to work, bringing companies to incorporate them. And they've done a lot. They have been able to restore some of the morality, and they have been able to do a lot of physical things. But when I stepped back on the soil, I could still, like, hear the profane languages that were spoken 17 years ago during the heat of the war. You know, these languages are still there. And then corruption is also still there in the society. And then dishonesty is also still there. You can sense and you can feel the aggression, you know, just from people's expressions to each other. So then a few weeks ago, I'm on radio program and nationwide radio, and I said, United Nations have come and they've stayed with us for 20 years. They've gone. But did they solve the problem in any way? And other people had different views, but I said, the problem is still here. As long as we are still here, the problems are still here. Yes. And I said, most of you got different ways you look at Christianity and the Bible, but you have once again been left with the churches. It's our responsibilities now. Because some of the kids who were born during the heat of the war are more than 17 years old today. They know nothing about how to conduct their own lives. And I just went home like a year ago and I started a soccer team. I have them to deal with every day. And I see just what I saw 17 years ago in these kids. I see the aggression. I see the profane languages. I see the quick-temperedness. I see just the fabrics of the society broke down. I see that every day in them. And then the girls in the community also came to me and said, you start a men's football team, a men's soccer team. How about us? So then I bought a football. I bought one football for them and bought some jersey for them. And we started a female team also. And the same thing amazingly still exists. So all that helped me to understand is that the importance of the word of grace and the fact that the word of grace is alive and the fact that it's active. And nothing else heals the society, the community, the individuals, the families, the children. Nothing else restores the fabrics of the society like the word of God can do. So we have taken these kids and we started investing in them from a young age so that when they grow up, they will give something else to their kids. And the fabrics of our society, the spiritual fabrics, will be restored once again. So that's just what we're doing there with 21 churches and 4 preaching points. And by the time Pastor Chevelli and Otto come this January, this coming January, the 4 preaching points will be turned into churches. We're preparing ourselves for that. Bible College is going great. And we're just taking it one day at a time. And thank you for being here.
Good afternoon. Again, greetings from Ashama, Ghana. This year, when the year started, God gave me a verse, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 17. That there is hope for the future. And it sticks into my brains. And the whole body is being occupied with that verse. Because in 1980, when I started to listen to Grace Hour from Liberia, Monrovia, and wrote to Bible Speaks in Lenners, the letter was given to Pastor Shala. And then he transferred the letter to Pastor Chevelli. By then we were just crying and praying to God so that God can bring somebody to train our members. And thank God for His grace that God listened to our prayers. And that verse became a reality that there is hope for the future. And we started to affiliate with Greater Grace, a church which through Pastor Carl Stephen was built upon the rock. And if you have a house or a building on a rock, let me tell you, there is hope for the future. Because things will happen. There will be storms. There will be earthquakes. there will be a lot of things happening. But because that building is on a rock, you just laugh at the storm. And I thank God for this church. I was thinking about Pastor Carl Stephen when he left us and went back. I can say went back home. And this year when I came, I look at the new churches, people from new areas, testifying about what grace can do in different areas. I still say to myself, Pastor John, there is hope for the future. And I know that there is hope for the churches in Ghana and in Africa because of the grace message. So I just encourage you, if something is happening or there is a storm in your church or in your life, please read Jeremiah 31, verse 17. There is hope for your future. Thank you so much for your friendship, for always praying for us. We have a new chapel. Thank God for your prayers. Because of your prayers, we have a roof now. And it left with the floor. And we still need your prayers. I think I want you to double up your prayer. Maybe you can add fasting to it so that God can give us the money to be able to do the floor. Thank you so much for the grace love that you always have for us. Thank you and God bless you.
Finally, Pastor Lawson Doe from Shama Newtown. Hiding in the back.
Good afternoon. Thank God that he has made it once again for me to come to Baltimore. And this year, the Lord is doing mighty things in Ashama Newtown. And then new land. We have new town and new land. Last 3 years, my son had wanted to go to a place called Atareka, Zenu, to go and preach, to go and establish a church there. We went there, we got a small classroom, kiosk, and then through the prayers of you people, he established the church. And then we moved to a different place. We want a bigger land. So we went to a different place. And then my church member, he had a portion, a plot, and then he gave it to us to build the church. Along the line, he said he's selling the whole place, about $200,000. We said we can't have that money. So he took us to court. And then, simple, we have to leave. Because the court gave us 3 months to quit from there, or there will be police who come and then evacuate us, and then we pay the cost through your prayers. And I tell this story to Pastor Shibeli. And I know you people have been praying for us. Then, last year, luckily enough, we got a place. And then, 3 months, what can we do? All the money that the court said the man should pay us for building on his plot, he could only buy the land. But he can't get any roof on any building. Nothing will stop. Start again. And we can go to, so far as the land is for us, we appreciated it and we thank the Lord for it. Then we have been praying. Within these 3 months, we had a block building. Through our effort, we had a block building and then we roof it. But we couldn't make the window now. So when it rained today, when the wind blows the water, it comes straight to the room. Sunday before I came here, all the people were gathered like chicken under their mother hen. Because everybody was, they were stuck to the mirror. But yes, still, we thank the Lord. He's doing, he who has begun, he will complete it. That is our hope. That is our faith. That he who has begun. And now that we have our own building. When I was here, I called him last Sunday. He said about 60 people came to church. So, the Lord is on his throne. And it is his work. We are just managing it. He's the director. God is the director of the this work. No human being is a director. It is God. We are just managing. He called us to manage. So we are managing it for him. For him to glorify his name. That is. And when I was here, every May, Grace Community, Father's Love, they have one month prayers from May 1st to May 31st. So this year also, we had it before I came here. I arrived here on the 6th. And then, pending more than giant conference, which he invite other pastors from Togo and sister churches from Ghana, pastors, to come and preach. And then they held it last week. It was held last week. So he said everything went on well. So we thank the Lord that he's doing his own thing. And we are trying, we are planning to go further. Because Ashama is huge. Ashama is expanding. Ashama is the number one, what do you call, growing city in the whole West Africa. Every day, if people don't come at all, 10 people come into the Ashama city. That's why traffic, human traffic, truck traffic, motor traffic, cars, traffic, everywhere. Ping, ping, pong, ping, pong, pong. I go. That is what we hear. So, we thank the Lord that he's building his church. And through your support in prayers and in action, the work is going on well. We thank God for it.
Wasn't that good to listen to all these testimonies? Very fresh. Also, do you like listening to the accents and the intonation? I was thinking if I listen to Pastor Doe for a long time, I'll start talking like him. Is that Pastor Chuck what happens? Because Pastor Chuck lived there. The intonation and accent. But the content, I mean the heart and the content. Okay, let's close. Philippians 4, verse 1, it goes, I think there's five words for endearment. I longed for my dearly beloved. Anybody have it? handy? Philippians 4:1. Yeah. Okay. Kevin, read it out loud.
Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren.
Hold it. Therefore, my what? Okay, hold it. Slow. Beloved, okay, that's one. Are you my beloved? Are you beloved? Okay. Number two. Next word. You went too fast, Kevin. What are we doing? Like, okay, first one is what? Beloved. The next one, longed for. Okay. Say to your neighbor, longed for. I long for you. Be careful. You should only say that to your wife. But I long for. Okay. What's the first word was what? Beloved, longed for. Third one? Brethren. Okay. We are brothers. And the fourth one? My joy. Say that to your neighbor. You are my joy. My joy. Pastor Morgley. Pastor Geraldo. My joy. My long for. My beloved. And then the next one.
My crown.
My crown. Say that to, you know, my crown. My crown. You are my crown. My crown. Amazing. How many words is that so far? Four? Or is that five? And is there one more? Okay, so stand fast. So we got five words. Let's say them all together. Number one, beloved, long for, brethren, my joy, my crown. Can we honestly say that about each other? Well, it's kind of hard sometimes, but we'll do our best. But that's how Paul thought of the Philippians, and that's how we think of each other. All right. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.